Hello, I'm Mike Horace with your WCMU Morning News Roundup for August 20th. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has been leading the state's coronavirus response effort for 5 months now. At a press conference yesterday, she asked residents not to sign a petition that would strip the governor's office of its emergency powers. We have more from Abigail Senske.
The group called Unlock Michigan is trying to repeal a 1945 law that gives the governor emergency powers. The petition was started by people unhappy with Governor Gretchen Whitmer's response to the coronavirus pandemic in Michigan. She calls the group's methods unscrupulous.
So I ask people to decline to sign if you see that out there, because we know these actions have saved us. The vast majority of people get it in this state and support this.
Whitmer says she'll fight to retain the emergency powers for her successor and any future governors of Michigan. She also announced $65 million in CARES Act funding for schools that have been impacted by COVID-19. In Lansing, I'm Abigail Senske.
Investigators with the U.S. Coast Guard and Michigan State Police are looking for information about an airplane that flew under the Mackinac Bridge on June 28th. Investigators say anything from eyewitness accounts to clear photographs could be useful. Chief Petty Officer John Masson is with the Coast Guard.
Under Michigan state law, that is a misdemeanor. It's basically a reckless operation of an aircraft. That's according to state police. That's obviously, that's you know, it imperils the lives of the people who are on the bridge at the time.
Anonymous tips can be submitted to the U.S. Coast Guard. We'll find a link on how to do that on our website, radio.wcmu.org. A grant will help the state continue providing crisis counseling for people who are experiencing pandemic-related distress. Hunter Dode reports.
The close to $2 million grant is being funded by the Federal Emergency Management Agency. The money will be used to bring in more trained crisis counselors and outreach specialists who provide 24-hour phone-based emotional support. Lynn Sutphin is a spokesperson for the State Department of Health and Human Services. She says the services are needed.
These services are very important to help individuals get through this, and they have been very, critical so far during the pandemic here in Michigan. So it has proved to be a very valuable service to Michiganders.
Sutphin says the funding will provide 9 months of services, which she says gives the state time to look for additional funding to continue the program. I'm Hunter Dode, WCMU News.
On a conference call Wednesday, environmental, tribal, and business groups said it was decision time for Governor Whitmer and the Line 5 pipeline. As Ben Thorpe reports, the group called on the governor to follow through on her campaign promises to shut down the pipeline permanently.
Organizers of the event point to numerous violations of the 1953 easement and repeated strikes on Line 5 as reasons to shut it down. Mike Schreiberg is a spokesperson for the National Wildlife Service.
You're hearing a strong pitch from the different communities, conservation community, business community, tribal communities, for her to take the action on the easement. It's coming to decision time for the governor as part of the urgency of this call.
Brian Newland, president of the Bay Mills Indian community, says the governor has changed her language around the line, suggesting she may have changed her position on Enbridge's tunnel project. The governor's office did not respond to our request for comment. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.
Shelter House in Midland is calling on 100 men to donate $100 to help the shelter serve victims of domestic violence. This year, former Attorney General Bill Schuette is spokesperson for the campaign. At a press conference yesterday, he urged the Midland community to show support for Shelter House.
We had hoped that people would man up. We'd hoped the guys would come together, bring a friend, encourage others to write that check. And we're about halfway there. We're hoping to raise some $15,000.
A spokesperson for Shelter House says the need for their services has increased during the pandemic. According to their data, Shelter House has served roughly 34% more victims of sexual assault this year when compared to last year. The Leelanau County Board of Commissioners unanimously passed a resolution to condemn racism in local government. Taylor Wisner reports.
The county board drafted a resolution after the now resigned road commissioner Tom Eckerle's racist comments received national backlash. But the board ran into more trouble last week during an executive session, as some commissioners tried to fit in language about abortion and name-calling of police. Commissioner Ty Wessel thanked minority community members who helped him craft the new language without the additions some found offensive.
We had some discussion about the definition of racism, but we have that in here, and I think that was important to us, and I think the word equity was important to us.
The final resolution called for inclusivity and equity of services to minority residents while acknowledging the negative impact of racism. I'm Taylor Wisner.
Midland's recovery from this spring's catastrophic flooding is still ongoing and has a long way to go. Beginning this morning, the Midland Area Community Foundation will host a series of Zoom calls to help keep the community informed about the recovery process and on available resources. Kevin LeDuc with the foundation says the first meeting will focus on case management.
The call is going to be led by the president and CEO of the Midland Area Community Foundation, Sharon Mortensen, and she serves on the steering committee for the long-term recovery group. Additionally, we're also going to have Nancy Money, and Nancy Money is the chair of the case management committee, and Nancy's going to be able to provide a closer look at case management as a whole.
LeDuc says this will be the hopefully first of many Zoom calls. They plan to hold them on the first and third Thursday of every month. We have information about how to get involved in that on our website, radio.wcmu.org. And that is your Thursday morning news roundup for this 20th day of August 2020. I'm Mike Horace. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.